This is from 1 Kings chapter 17. May the word of my mouth, words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to pass, saying, "Go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook that I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And he would drink from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." And so he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering a few sticks. And he called her and said, "Please get me a little water in a jar that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord, the God, your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in a bowl, a little oil in the jar. Behold, I'm gathering a few sticks that I may go and eat it. Prepare it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not fear, do as I tell you. But make me a little bread cake from it first and bring it out to me, and afterwards you may make one for yourselves and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth." So she went and did according to the word of Elijah. She and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was never exhausted, nor was the jar of oil empty, according to the word which he had spoken through Elijah. Now it came about after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick. And his sickness was so severe that he has no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What do I have to do with you, O man of God? You have come to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death." And he said to her, "Give me your son." Then she took from him from her bosom, carried him up to the upper room where he was living, and laid him on his bed. And then he called the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, why hast thou brought calamity to the widow with whom I am staying by causing her son to die?" He stretched himself out on his child three times and called to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child return to life." And the Lord heard the prayer of Elijah, and the life of the child returned to him, and he revived. A faith that can't be trusted. A faith that can't be tested. Let me put it this way. A faith that can't be tested with God, with what God places in your life now, will not be trusted with God, what God plans for your life in the future. So hear me again. A faith that can't be tested with what God has placed in your life now will not be trusted with what God plans for your life in the future. It's really significant. Whatever you might be going through now, it's not just about your now encounter with the Lord. It's not just about your walking it out. That's true. We trust the Lord in the moment. But it's also God testing and preparing you for his plans in the future. When Elijah gave the word about it not going to rain, and then the Lord told him to go and to hide himself by the brook Cherith. And every day for a while, ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And that's supernatural. That's miraculous. As a matter of fact, ravens are unclean animals. And yet God used an unclean animal to bring him food. God did a bunch of things that were not normal for Elijah's experience. Yet we don't have him complaining. We don't have him flipping out. Those ravens brought the bread and water in the morning, but what if they don't know how to get back here in the afternoon? His faith was tested. To trust God for supernatural provision one meal at a time, one day at a time. And he drank from the brook. But because Elijah had prayed that it would not rain, eventually what happened? The brook dried up because there was now a drought and a famine in the land. If you're praying for things like, oh God, I want to be so Christ-like. Oh God, I want to experience and manifest the fullness of Jesus. Then brace yourself. Because God's going to test your faith. He's going to stretch you. Again, Lent, the very word Lent means to lengthen, to stretch. During this season, we're reminded that God stretches us. It's like a conference. Lent's like people go, well, you know, you walk with the Lord all the time. Why do you need a season? Well, I know you walk with the Lord all the time, but do you have special encounters and get special words when you go to a conference and hear special speakers who minister? Lent's like this conference that lasts for 6 weeks where God extravagantly does things and reminds us of stuff. One of the things that God was doing in giving Elijah an opportunity to pass this test of faith by believing for supernatural provision daily, and then when the brook dried up, instead of wigging out about it, and that's sort of an extreme situation. But it's because he prayed. There are some things going on in your life because you prayed. God, conform me to the image of Christ. Okay. It's like Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. People are going to think you're immoral the rest of your life. Your fiance is going to think about putting you away because he didn't believe it's real either. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. When you pray for blessing, be prepared for testing. But because he could trust the Lord in the now, he passed the test. God knew there was something God planned for him in the future that was bigger. What was that? How about going to a widow? God told Elijah, I've prepared this woman. I've commanded her to provide for you. Well, thanks, Lord, but when he got there, the woman didn't act like God had commanded her to do anything. As a matter of fact, she's gathering enough sticks to go and fix the last little meal that she and her son can eat, and then they can just die. And she's a Gentile, another unclean. Oh, you mean God was using a raven to teach Elijah that unclean things that don't seem good, things that people do, evil people do, evil decisions that people make, God can even use those things to bless us? The woman was much bigger than the bird. But God fed him through the bird. And now here's a Gentile woman who's unclean. And for him to live in that house as a prophet, and then for him to risk telling her, well, make me the food first, the last little bit you got, give it to me. And God will just multiply your food. And for whatever months, long as the famine lasted, it was 3 years. Every day, supernatural. Food never ran out. That's pretty cool. That's bigger than ravens feeding him. And then her son dies. And God used Elijah to raise him from the dead. Wow. So all that time at the brook Cherith, was a God preparing him for future plans that were even bigger? I mean, wasn't that just real and personal at the brook Cherith? That's the now moment. This is me and the Lord walking in this. Yes, but he's also doing something else. A faith that can't be tested with what God puts in your life now will not be trusted with what God plans for your life in the future. Because it always gets bigger. Because he passed the test of the ravens and didn't complain about the brook drying up, he was able to walk into the future plans, which involved this miracle of this woman that lasted for years, and God using him to raise the dead. First person we have in Scripture that was raised from the dead. But what if he had freaked out, complained, I don't eat from food from ravens, they're unclean, I don't know if it's going to come, Maybe they'll forget where it is. I mean, the brook's now dried up. Things just always get worse in my life. This is so terrible. I don't think he'd ever been postured for the next scene. God wasn't just doing a work for him in the moment. God was preparing him for the future. So let me say it to you again. Whatever you might be going through, there's more at stake than whether you're miserable today, whether you're not trusting God today. A faith that can't be tested with what God puts in your life now. A faith that can't be tested with what God puts in your life now will not be trusted with what God plans for your life in the future. So when the enemy's trying to trip you up now to not trust God with what's going on, even if unclean things are going on that you have no control over, evils after you, attacking, it's warfare, there's more going on than what's going on now. Everything you've prayed into about how big you think your destiny is in the Lord, the enemy's trying to stop it in its tracks now by getting you to fail the test now. All this happened because Elijah prayed into it, because he prayed for the famine. You've been praying again that you'd be Christ-like? Well, welcome to the story unfolding in your life. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.